Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everybody. The Golden State Warriors bounce back from Friday's loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. They beat the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento tonight, 117-106. And let's head out to the Golden One Center. Talk to our very own John Dickinson, who was there. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Matt? Yeah, putting the capper on a nice long day at a Warriors victory here in Sacramento.
Yeah, let's start with the beginning of the game. I believe it was 18 seconds into the game, Steve Kerr calls a timeout after a DeMarcus Cousins dunk, I guess. What was that all about?
Yeah, it was a Cousins lay-in that wound up being somewhat uncontested. And on the play, they were supposed to have help to the baseline side, and Zaza Pachulia let Cousins spin to that baseline side, and he went right in for a layup, and there was supposed to be a double coming, actually, at that point. They had said in the pregame huddle that the first post-up for Cousins, they wanted to run a double at him. The double never came. Pachulia let him go, thinking he was going to have help, and it wound up being a layup, and Steve Kerr just called a timeout to kind of put everybody on notice immediately. And then Draymond Green revealed that on the second possession, the Warriors actually were supposed to do it again, and they went a little too soon, which led to an open three-pointer, and the Kings got on the board with their first 5 points that way. So the Warriors, it was a deal where they really weren't ready to go at the beginning of the game tonight, and they found themselves down 16 because of it.
Well, I thought maybe midway through the first half when they were down 16, they were quietly playing one of their worst halves of the year. They got some of it back at the end of the second quarter, and they went into halftime down 7. But I thought, all in all, it was a pretty poor effort in that first half. Then they save it all with a great third quarter. What was Steve Kerr's overall evaluation?
Yeah, he actually thought that they competed pretty well in the defensive end overall, those first couple of possessions notwithstanding. And the sentiment was more that the Kings made some tougher shots as the half went on, or at least in that first quarter when they put up 33 points to the Warriors 24. But yeah, as the half went on, you could start to see the Warriors find themselves more competitively on the defensive end, and you figured that the offense was going to come eventually, and it came with that barrage in the third quarter when the three-point shots started going in, and they really felt that defensive intensity from mid to late second quarter and then early in the third quarter is what really got them rolling and enabled them to kind of ignite the offense. You know, it's always a question. It's that chicken and the egg conversation with the Warriors. You know, what gets them going? Does the three-point shooting get them going, or does the defense get them going? Well, to a man tonight, the belief was among the Warrior players and Steve Kerr that the defense was what ignited the offense in that third quarter.
Yeah, and I guess if we're going to talk about defense, we got to talk about Zaza Pachulia. Did a nice job on DeMarcus Cousins. Cousins finished with 17 and 10, 5 assists, but he had 7 turnovers. He only was 4 for 11 from the field tonight. Pretty good effort from Zaza on the defensive end.
Yeah, we asked the question today when we were doing the NBA this week out here, you know, could he frustrate DeMarcus Cousins? And I think he did frustrate DeMarcus Cousins with the way that he played him. And I think that's always the key. And Cousins just was off his game, really, for the better part of the whole night. You know, Kevin Durant had the big block against him, which I think, you know, helped turn things in the Warriors' favor as far as momentum goes. And yet Pachulia's really coming along. You know, it wasn't too long ago we were having the conversation, you know, do the Warriors maybe need to upgrade a little bit at that position, or is there going to be some lingering concern? But he's played really well. He's done everything they could possibly want, really, the last 5 games or so. He's scoring the ball. He's efficient. He's playing that position defense and just looking more comfortable. And he ended up with the wow moment highlight of the night with that over-the-head pass that wound up being a Steph Curry layup off a Sacramento turnover.
Yeah, you know what I think's interesting, though, JD, is as I remember Pachulia being effective defensively, most of the time it came with DeMarcus Cousins facing up. When he's facing up, it just doesn't seem like they use Cousins as much as maybe they could in a traditional back-to-the-basket role.
Yeah, you know what? It's a mixed bag, and we talk a lot. I watch a lot of games. I watch Sacramento a lot, being a team that's close by and a team that the Warriors may play. You know, it's hit or miss. They go through stretches where they really feed it to them a lot down there, and then they go through stretches where it's you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of almost an NFL team that doesn't commit to they don't stay committed to the run.
Right.
You know, they'll abandon the running game even though it's working. And I think the Kings at times go away from Cousins, or because he's such a skilled player, they want to run him off some stuff, you know, in the high post, or let him drive, or he gets a little 3-point happy at times, which there's some games where he can hit a bunch of them, and that becomes a dangerous weapon. But I think at times the Kings, you know, I go back to the game against Portland a couple of weeks ago when he had the 55-point game, or the 52-point game. I can't recall, but he was in the 50s against Portland, and he was just dominating inside, whether it was Myers Leonard or Plumlee. And they just go through stretches where they just don't quite stay committed to it. And as the game went on tonight, it just felt like he was living more on the perimeter, which gives the teams a chance to defend him like you're talking about.
John Dickinson joining us from the Golden One Center. Last one, John. Did you sense in that Warrior locker room tonight after the game there were any lingering issues from the Memphis loss? Not a feeling, but were they still talked about? Was that game talked about as leaving a bad taste in their mouth?
No, I think they'd moved on from it, and I think you could even tell, you know, from the pregame press conference that it was done, and it was done yesterday at practice. You know, when Kevin Durant kind of addressed it again and said that he thought that Draymond Green made a good point with the fact that, you know, he thought they didn't need to be running pick and roll, or they needed to be running pick and roll and not an isolation play, rather, you know, late in that game. I think this team does a pretty good job of moving on. I mean, if anything, there was a little bit surprising that they didn't come out and play better early in the game, because, you know, this team usually, when they're angry off a bad loss, and Friday night was a bad loss, a rare bad loss for this team, you think they're going to come out and they're just going to really be buttoned up and play almost like they did in the third quarter in the first quarter. And it took them a little while to get going, which may have been a little bit surprising, but all in all, I think this was a pretty good win, you know, for the Warriors, really, you know, given the fact that the Kings were hitting a lot of shots early. And like you said, I mean, it looked like the Warriors were really going to be in danger of losing this game for 2.5 quarters or so.
JD, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good, Matt.
All righty. That's John Dickinson from the Golden One Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.